Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense, intense heat, lasting plump from the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time. No, it's not a special episode. It's just a Friday that fell on Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and yours. This is an episode of Why Won't You Date? I don't know why I'm fucking up the name of my own podcast. I just got caught up in Christmas cheer. Okay, welcome to another episode of Why Won't You Date Me? A podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could dress up as Santa Claus, come down my chimney, steal all my stuff, leave me a lump of coal and be like, ho, 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 you stupid bitch, and then toss me down the stairs. My guest today you know him, you love him. He's got a half hour on Comedy Central. You've seen him on Crashing, you've seen him on Adam Ruins Everything. He's written for High Fidelity, Shrill, Adam Ruins Everything, and episode. I didn't know you wrote for SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes, I did.
Ooh, Solomon Giorgio. Oh, and he's a member of my skate gang.
Yes.
Which I think is the most important credit you could have.
Well, I've only skated once. I'm a member of The Message.
Yes. Yes. Wait, I thought you skated like twice.
I've done it once, and then I had my butt surgery.
Yes. I see. Wait, can we just talk about surgery real quick?
Yes.
Was it hard? Was it bad? Do you want to talk about it?
Let's talk about it. I've mentioned it, so I'm bringing it.
Okay. I didn't know you were having butt surgery. Mm-hmm. Is it in the butt or out the butt?
Look, if it's surgery, it has to be in the butt. It was in the butt. I had hemorrhoids for my whole life.
Okay.
And these were the internal hemorrhoids, the struggling hemorrhoids. And
Yes.
I was very excited to get it removed, but did not realize that the recovery from the surgery would also be a journey.
Oh, dear. It's interesting. Things like that. You need your butt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having surgery on when this airs, I will have had surgery on my ankle. And the recovery time, everywhere on the internet, it's 3 months, solid mm-hmm. 3 months, and no less than 3 months, maybe 4 months, yeah. 3 months, okay? You're not going to have a leg for 3 months.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's scary. My butt, I didn't realize they were going to make it brand new for me.
You got a new butt?
So pretty much it's imagine, okay, so yes, I have a delicate, like, it was like they made it like back to like I was 10 years old, but I'm taking 38 year old shits, so that's where the problem lies. My little tiny butthole's like, no, no, no.
No, these shits are too big. No. Oh boy. Well, I've also been having that trouble. So painkillers are opioids.
Yes.
And gotta tell you, they are cheaper than my ADD medication with insurance, which is insane. It is $10 for 45 pills, yes, but for a 30-day supply of Vyvanse is $76 with insurance, $500 without. Insane for me to open my mail. That's how much money I have to pay. But if I want to, you know, become addicted to something, yeah, $10. And
well, the great thing is they'll never prescribe it to you again.
You're right. They'll listen to this episode of the podcast and be like, she shouldn't have this.
No, you're black. They won't do it.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about how they didn't prescribe you any medication.
Until my surgery.
Which is bananas. At the hospital, they gave me 10 pills that did nothing for me. They also said they were going to inject me with something. Oh, I got morphine. But all the morphine did was intensify the pain in my leg. And they did not believe me. And I was sobbing, boo-hooing at this hospital, Glendale Memorial Hospital, boo-hoo-hooing about how the medicine they gave me was just making me hurt more. And they were like, that's not possible. And I was like, I know morphine's supposed to, you know, be better. I think they were like, she's lying, so she gave up more. And I was like, my foot's on backwards. What a fun lie. Who would do that? Who has the time? But the only like warning on these like hydrocodone or whatever is this is an opioid, could become addictive. And I was like, I think a little bit more, just a little bit more should be just a little bit more. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
More than just these words. Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell me about your butt.
Oh, I've been taking, the adult shits happened this week. And so it's been a month.
Okay.
And they're like, okay, clear. We're finally cleared for coverage. So this is probably the best my butt has ever been.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've been not able to bottom my whole life. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm still probably not going to do it.
I love a good revelation. You know, maybe I could, but honestly, I will not.
Look, after not having anything come out of my butt for so long,
mm-hmm,
why risk putting something in?
I feel you on that one.
Like, if it gets so easily clogged when nothing's going back inside, let's not add a two-way system to the situation.
When will your butt be fully recovered?
I think it's fully recovered now. And I'm happy with it. I'm like, I don't have control over my farts anymore, which is kind of a shame.
Oh, okay.
So I have to make sure I let them all out before I leave the house.
Sure, sure, sure.
And take some Gas X, because whatever muscle that control that, they scrape the shit out of that.
They said, goodbye. This will be a funny joke. We take that away. I hope they don't take anything from my ankle.
I don't think they will.
I really hope not.
I think it's just like muscles like in my body that are just retraining right now.
Mm.
Your ankles like have like a pretty solid two-part function.
Mm, yes. The bend and then the standing on. I'm excited to do physical therapy because I rehabilitated my knee by myself when I flew off a motorcycle. All I did was look on the internet. The internet showed me everything I needed to do. And I got it done in 2 months. I did bad. I didn't do everything. So you're supposed to like rest, ice, care, easy. I don't know. The rice method. I don't know. But like I was touring and I was like, I can't cancel these gigs. So the Lord was like, you stupid bitch, tell the airport you need a ride from gate to gate. And I was like, no, I can do this. So I was hobbling from like one end of the airport to the other end of the airport and then getting to the hotel and then being like, I'm exhausted. And then I'd be like, well, it's time for physical therapy. And then I would go to the gym and do all the exercises that I was supposed to do for my knee. And I probably could have healed faster if I wasn't walking on it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
See, I would, even if I have a light cough, I'd be like, can you give me a wheelchair to the gate? I'm here to be expedited by any opportunity I can.
I should have done that. And then, like, the pre-board, I finally pre-boarded once where they were like, if you have, if you need extra time, because people are mean to you when you take extra time when you don't, like, do the pre-board or whatever. But then people are mad at you when you pre-board and you don't look like you need extra time. Do you know what I mean? Because people are like, oh, what, because she's fat? And I'm like, well, yes, because I'm fat and also my leg.
But also, you're, it's a, we're going to leave at the same time. The seating is assigned. Where are you going? We're going to the same place.
Well, Solomon, that would require logic for someone to, like, think before they thought about something or said something out loud. And I don't know if you've been in America very long, but nobody has logic here.
It's so insane. Like, the like, there's times I understand impatience, but, like, when you're on a group situation where you have to wait for everybody to sit down together, you ain't gonna do nothing. You ain't gonna...
Can I just say, I was on a plane a couple months ago and nobody wiped down anything. I know I've said it on this podcast before, but, like, it boggled my mind. I was like, I know you people don't think that the airlines are actually cleaning these planes any better than they were. They're not even doing contact tracing. Mm-mm. So what makes you think they're like, they actually care about your health?
See, I've I've not been on a flight this whole time. This is like the weirdest feeling, because it used to be 6 to 7 flights a month. And I have never been happier in my entire life.
I'll tell you something. At first I was like, maybe I could tour again. Maybe this isn't as bad. I could do these outdoor shows or whatever. But then I was like, absolutely not. Because I would be so angry with the town. And then I'd be like, oh, and now I perform for you fucking idiots? How do I open the show? Like, how are you doing? Not well. None of you believe in science. Like,
this isn't worth it.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't. Yeah. I was like, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, I would actually drive to the airport to relax me because it was so quick to do it.
That is hilarious.
I just was like,
that is so funny.
It just felt good to drive, see an empty airport and drive back home in less than an hour. It is. Oh.
I mean, yeah, when I went, there was literally no traffic. I got through security, easy breezy, beautiful cover girl, super quick. It was truly it was wild. I couldn't believe it. It was a real treat for me. But then, you know, you get into the airport and you're like, oh, this is where everybody misbehaves. I see it. I see it now. Yes, I do. Oh, Lord. One of the last times I saw you was, I saw you roller skating. Yeah. But one of the last times in like a group setting was at Akbar, where we judged a Learn the Words But Bitch Tony Soto show in Akbar in Silver Lake. And you looked so fucking beautiful. Are you like dabbling in the drag arts?
I am dabbling in the drag arts, but not in the drag performance arts. I cannot walk in heels for more than 10 seconds, because it is, I'm already 10 feet tall. Ain't no need. Like, I'm a lumber, like, it's like the tree will fall eventually, and I'm not and I'm not gonna fall gracefully. I have multiple points of gravity, so I'll fall in pieces. And and it's, yeah, I feel like it's just one thing. Like, I like doing the makeup. I like being at home. I like getting dolled up. But
you're good at it. Your makeup skills are getting real fucking fierce.
It's fun. It is so relaxing. Especially like when I was recovering from my butt hurting, like to like take the focus away from the butt. I was like, put on the brows. Just draw the brows on. Just focus on the brows, girl. Just.
Oh, I miss doing my makeup, but. So this sounds insane. So I had my shower redone because there was a giant leak. So, okay, you learn weird shit when you own a house. So my shower pan had a crack in it. So it wasn't. So a shower pan is a thing that's underneath your shower that captures water and it leads it to a drain. So there's a crack in the pan. So it wasn't all going down the drain. It was like spilling over into other parts of the house, namely my eating area. And I was like, I think I need the shower pan replaced. And my first contractor was like, great, we'll go under the shower pan, pull it out like that. And I was like, I don't think so. There's a whole shower on top of that. I think you need to go above. And he was like, nah. So then I got a different contractor, and the different contractor was like, you are right. I don't know, like, you know, a little bit. And I was like, well, I did the slightest amount of research. So I was staying downstairs in my office, and my office, like, guest bedroom, and I had all my makeup down there. My shower got finished, so I moved all my makeup upstairs back to my room. Now I broke my fucking ankle, and I'm like, now my makeup is all away from me, and I don't feel like bringing it back downstairs. So I miss doing my makeup.
You can just get somebody to track it down for you.
Here's the thing. I ask the John Millheiser and the nice man who lives with me. I've asked them to do so much already. I feel so strange being like, do this. Like,
Nicole,
I was a farmer for a bit, and
Nicole, as a black woman, you can never ask too much from white people. The list is endless. Get them up there.
Well, I keep asking to not have a tree in my house, and you better believe every year there's a tree in my house.
You don't want a Christmas tree?
No, I don't like Christmas. I think it's like a false time of the year where everyone has cheer and they're nice. And then it's like, oh, for just this time of the year. And then January hits and you're a fucking asshole. Get real. No, thank you. Be nice. Have Christmas cheer all year long. Like, John lost his favorite pair of Wayfarer, like Ray-Bans, and he was bitching about it for the longest time. So I just bought them for him on a random day. And that was a nice day. Yeah. I didn't wait till Christmas or his birthday. I just did something nice from the kindness of my heart. Also, on the glasses, I had them engraved to say, don't lose these glasses, because to me that was funny. And
I think that's enough to get him to go upstairs to get your makeup.
All right. Fair, fair. Well, I also need him to, like, water my plants. It's a whole thing. I think my plants are going to die, and I'll have to become a different farmer next year.
I love Christmas, though.
Do you?
I was born on Christmas Day. So,
yeah, I guess you have to love it.
So it's one of those, like, I either beat them or join them kind of situations for mm-hmm. me. And I was like, you know what? I have to deal with this. I have no choice. I will happily participate. I also do believe in being kind all year, though.
Yes.
I believe Christmas feeling, but I love it too much, and I love decorating, and I also love Christmas music.
Do you?
With my whole heart, I love it.
Okay, well, have you seen, I think it's called On the Christmas Square, Dolly Parton's Christmas
extravaganza? Not yet, I've heard.
It's wild. I didn't hate it, but I will say, fully fucking wild.
I'm very excited to watch it, because it looks like just camp pageantry, so.
It is camp pageantry at its best. Whoever choreographed it said, these dancers, they'll never stop dancing. They're going to dance this whole movie. Very little dialogue. We're going to sing a lot. Jennifer Lewis, we're not going to direct you. We're going to let you do whatever you want. Christine Baranski, I don't know. You also do whatever you want. Dolly will green screen you in. You never have to speak to another soul. it was fucking wild.
I love it when anyone, especially about the older generations, are like, you're getting free range on Netflix, and they just have a time.
They have a very nice time. So wait, you and Jesus have the same birthday, right? Or no, Jesus rose again? No, that's Easter.
Yeah,
he was born on Christmas, right? Yeah, in a manger or whatever.
Technically, it's his birthday. Yeah.
Who's better, Solomon or Jesus? I think Solomon.
Well, there's undeniable proof that I am black, which is already 1 point for me.
I mean, Jesus had to be black. Wasn't he like born in the Middle East? Where was he born?
He's either brown or black, most likely black. And it's just the erasure of black people in that area goes back a long time ago. Colorism is old as hell.
It's interesting. I want to know who the person, like who the white person was who was like, white people are pretty. And then like, he was like, spread the word. Oh. And everyone's like, oh, okay, cool.
It was Michelangelo, the famous like initial, like what Jesus is based off of in every painting. It's his hot cousin.
Really?
So he's like, this is my hot cousin, and I'm going to make him Jesus. So we're literally, it is what we're doing.
That's wild. That's truly, everything is so bonkers. That's so fun. funny.
Yeah. You know? That's why everybody's like, should I be attracted to Jesus? Yes, every way possible. You should be attracted to that painting of Jesus because that's exactly what the original guy wants you to feel.
That's so funny. Imagine being commissioned to paint somebody that's like revered and you're like, I'm not going to do him. I'm going to do my hot relative. And then that becomes like the most famous thing.
Yeah.
You know, white people, no offense, kind of fail up. That's funny. Like, he didn't do the job. He did a different job and then got credit for doing the other job.
Well, I don't think there was, I think it was sort of like the situation was like no one really painted Jesus, or like there wasn't many, because it's kind of like an old rule of not painting idols, you know, like how the Bible says. not to praise.
Oh, does it say it?
Idol worship is against rules, so it's like any like rosaries, anything like that, or the crucifix, like all these things that we do is technically not a thing you're supposed to be doing.
You know, the Bible is confusing because we do a lot of things in the Bible that's like, please don't. And then some of the stuff in the Bible, we're like, this is what we'll hold up. And it's like, what? No.
You see, there's multiple things in the Bible that it says don't do over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And then every once in a while it says not to do something. And that's the shit that we hold on to.
Yes.
When it's like, don't lie. Don't steal. Don't cheat on your spouse. Also, but their main thing is like, you know what? Gay sex. There was that one time they mentioned it for a sentence.
That's bad. We hate this. And it's like, gay sex isn't hurting nobody except your booty hole if it's too tight. And that, friends, was called a callback.
A wraparound. Return to form.
Wrap around, a little loop-de-loo, right back to the top. So, Solomon, are you... Wait, first let's take a break. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. you know, there's always something that I really need to talk about. And thank God I have a podcast. But then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist. And listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dateme today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dateme. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho. Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/dateme. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/dateme, spelled BABBEL.com/dateme. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back. Merry Christmas. So it's Solomon and happy birthday, Solomon. So are you in a relationship or not in a relationship?
I am not in a relationship.
Okay. Are you on the apps?
I am on the apps, but I'm not fully dedicated to the apps.
Sure. Yeah, I also am on the apps, currently not dedicated whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So I had a dating coach helping me for a little bit. We were not having any luck on any of the apps. And I, you know, broke my leg or whatever. So then I emailed her and I was like, I just don't think it's the time for me. I don't think I'm gonna be like FaceTiming these dudes. It's a lot of sleeping, a lot of like trying to figure out how to reschedule some stuff. I don't think I'm in it to win it. And she was like, I think that's smart. We all have to know when it's our season to be dating. And I was like, okay. So I'm still on the apps and I'll open them, you know, never a little time before bed, but like, I'm not searching. So you're not searching either?
Like if I match with somebody, I'll have a casual conversation and I'm sort of talking to somebody right now, but nothing is dedicated. Nothing, no time is lost. Mm-hmm. It's just me. And I've been single most of my life. So this is par for form for me.
I too have been single for all of my days.
The whole life.
My whole life I've been by myself.
What if you were born dating somebody? That would be...
I feel like some people are. Some people come into this world and they're like, oh yeah, I had like a relationship in kindergarten, a relationship all through elementary school, middle
people.
School. I'm just like, how? Oh. And then I have friends who just jump from relationship to relationship and I'm like, do you have a fear of being alone or are you just like that, like, is your pussy that good? Like, how are you doing this?
It could be both, but it's probably fear of being alone because sometimes that dick isn't worth that. That dick is not worth it.
A lot of times the dick ain't worth it.
Like, if you're going to swing from dick to dick, make sure that next dick is worth catching, you know? So I'm saying.
Yes, if you are Tarzaning from dick to dick, you got to make sure that the rope is thick.
Who's this weird David Attenborough character that you keep?
It is a very strange voice that I've been deciding to use, but I think it's just simply because I'm losing my mind slowly.
Oh.
Because we've been in this fucking predicament for, like, we're headed towards like a year of being mm-hmm. in this like weird COVID lockdown shit.
Yeah.
And I'm going crazy. I'm going a little stir crazy.
I'm thriving because I showed up crazy, and that's.
I mean, let's get real. I showed up fully insane, but now I get to do insane things and be like, I'm losing my mind. Mm-hmm. We need to get outside. Like I bought a sexy hamburger costume, not because of COVID, because I wanted a sexy hamburger costume. But when I posted it, I put it on over all my clothes. I was just like, I'm losing my mind, and it's like, no. It's just a cute little caption. I wanted the sexy hamburger.
Mm-hmm. Like, I've used COVID as an excuse for a few of the crazy things I've done, which is like, I would have done this with or without.
Mm-hmm.
I just know I now have permission to tell everybody about it.
Oh, so when was your last relationship? Wait, how many relationships have you been in? You said,
well, just one.
Just one?
Like one legitimate one. I've dated a bunch, but like one,
mm-hmm.
one actual relationship.
How long did that last?
It was like a little over, like a year and a half, a little longer.
Ooh, mm-hmm. That's like a nice solid time.
Yeah, that's a whole, you get to know a whole person by then.
Yeah, I always wonder what that's like because I've only dated people, I've truly never, so I had like an on and off thing for like 2 years, but that wasn't real because he was manipulative and would say like he loved me and like, he definitely didn't. And then would like scream at me. It was a good time. But like everyone I've dated has, it's only been like 2-3 months. And in that 2-3 months, it's like, what? I thought you were, wait, mm-hmm. no? Ooh, ah. So a year and a half, that to me is, that it doesn't sound like a long time, but it seems like a very long time.
It's all those feelings, but they just happen in a loop over and over and over mm. again with the same person.
Did you guys meet in person or on the apps?
I believe it was on the app. He was very, like, he's very, very sweet and very nice, but I was his first relationship as well. He was also freshly out,
mm.
and it was a lot of not communicating with each other properly. Because like he didn't want to take photos and post them at, up top, and that obviously I'm a person of notoriety and fame and beauty that I like to share glimpses into my life for the people to consume.
Sure. I think about this a lot, probably like more than one should. But I'm like, when I finally get into a relationship, which is going to happen in 2021, baby, because I said it last year. I said 2020 was going to be my year. I said it for multiple months because I did not like 2019. But you guys, I maintain that 2020 was an okay year, minus some things. You just have to do some little arithmetic and subtract some shit from the year. And it's a pretty good year, you know?
Honestly, I think we should lie and say 2020 is a good year. So 2021 doesn't get any ideas.
Truly. I mean, it can't get worse than this.
Don't say that. You're challenging.
You're right. You're right. You're right. I'm challenging it. But listen, I do. Okay, for me personally, 2020 was not terrible, specifically because like work was pretty okay.
I have to agree with you there. I didn't
like
have...
things figured out how to film mm-hmm. and it was okay. That being said, I fully respect that people have had some of the worst like times of their life. And I empathize. But I do challenge you to pick something out of your life that was good this year.
Yeah.
You know, just in like, you know, celebrate that. But I do think 2021 is going to be good when I get my partner in 2021, because that's when it's going to happen. I love it so much. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in March. I'm claiming it in March. Okay. But I'm like, do I take pictures with them or not? I think I'm just going to show the back of their head a lot and just like make people guess.
You are like, that's, I understand what you're feeling, but I'm 100% like, we're going to take a picture together and you better live up to what I can do on the camera.
I love you saying that because some, like, some of the, these people might be like introduced to you for the first time. Solomon has such beautiful skin. Like, he is stunning. Stop. So when he's saying that, it might be a joke, but also it's not a joke because your skin is so beautiful.
I've obsessively have been taking care of it during pandemic because I
drop that skincare routine.
It's got 20 steps to it.
Does it really?
No, it's pretty simple. I do add random stuff, but I know the shit that works is vitamin C and sunscreen every day, and then I use a retinoid at night. 4 to 5 times a week, and that's it.
What's that word?
Retinoid? Or retinol or retinoid?
Both of them. Who's that?
They're both like retinoid. They're both serums you can get, and they're just like when you first get them, they'll do make your skin purge a little, so you get like little bumps of acne here and there, but
It's
silky soft after that.
Okay, so I do a thing where the only thing, so it's called bio oil. And that's the only oil that doesn't make me break out immediately. I didn't know that your skin was like purging things, and that was like a good thing.
It could be, yeah. So that you can be purging, like, it, but also you can also be breaking out. That's why you have to wait. And the purging period can take about 2 months, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if it hurts, then that's definitely acne. Like it's like purging is usually like little tiny pimples that don't really bother you too much.
Oh, okay. Good to know. This is very good to keep in my little pocket because I freak out. I'll be like, oh no, it's making me break out.
Yeah. If it's making you break out and you can actually feel like that's the kind of shit you're like, okay, I should back away a little.
I also have been breaking out less since I stopped eating meat, which has been so sad for me.
Dairy is mine. Like, dairy is definitely my enemy and I constantly revisit, but I know I don't belong there. It's never been sweet to me. It's never been nice to me. It's given me hemorrhoids multiple times because I
really.
It's not for me. It's never meant for any of us. But here I am eating cheese on a Tuesday.
Because we're only supposed to drink our mummy's milk until we're, I don't know, sturdy enough to not have it.
We can do whatever we want. But we were tricked into believing it's something that we needed all day. But
yeah, apparently the food pyramid is like a whole scam.
It is. I actually literally just talked about this recently too.
Really? So, okay. The bottom is like where you're supposed to have the most and it's like bread.
Yes.
And it's like, we're not supposed to have a ton of bread. And then the next one is like fruits and vegetables. And then the next one is like milk and the top is nuts.
And it's like, I think fruits and vegetables is just like an afterthought. Like, hey,
yes.
Corner to corner. Have some fruits and vegetables. The thing that you need to thrive and live continuously every day.
It is kind of crazy that, like, growing up, nobody's ever like, hey, guys, fruits and vegetables, they're the spice of life. You got to eat them the most.
Yeah, they're you can get everything from them that you can get from every other group. But we're still like, I'm good.
And also, you can make some like real fucking delicious dishes with just vegetables. I get a little kit from what is it called? Purple Carrots, like a little vegan kit. Mm-hmm. I'm not sponsored by them at all, but they send the most glorious things to eat, and it's delightful.
I'm like, to this day, like Brussels sprouts had such a bad, like it was bad mouth so hard as children.
Yes.
I never ate a Brussels sprout. None of us ate Brussels sprouts.
Me either.
But we're all just shit-talking Brussels sprouts every chance we could get. They are delicious.
They are so good.
They
if
are
you just
so good.
Lightly drizzle some olive oil, put them in the oven, crisp them bitches up, they're so fucking tasty.
They are the best thing. Like, you can add some honey and some bacon. You live in a life. You can back it down. Like, there's like you can shave them and make a really good salad. Like, it is.
Oh, see, that I've never done.
Oh, shaved Brussels sprouts in a salad are really, that's my preference. Because I don't like, I don't like kale or regular lettuce. I think they're.
You don't like kale? Kale is fancy lettuce. It's got its own little ripples.
It is a mouth journey. It is. It is aggressive. It's like kale I will eat sauteed or crisped. But you bring me kale raw, I'm going to kick it off the table like a child. I'm not.
Solomon.
It's exhausting. Salads are exhausting. So I'm very selective.
I ate a salad last night. And by last night, I mean a day in November when we recorded.
There's no guarantees from this point on.
Anything you're hearing is from an alternate timeline. But I ordered it from Chop Stop in Glendale. Mm-hmm. And I got into a fight with my roommate over a Christmas tree. And instead of asking him to get me a fork because it's hard to move. I ate the whole salad chopped up with my fingies. So when you say salads are a journey, bitch, this was a journey. You try to eat a salad that's been chopped up tiny as can be with your little finger. It was so hard.
I've been there before, and I'm not a big fan. Look, I feel for me and salads, if there's nobody else there to see me eat it, then there's no point in me eating it. If I'm not going to get the reward of people acknowledging that I finally made the effort to eat a salad, I'm not going to eat a salad.
Yeah, I was like trying to be a little healthy. I don't know. I just been eating garbage. And then Thanksgiving happened and I just ate a bunch of shit for Thanksgiving.
See, I love eating healthy, but I love I'll do a crudité.
Who's that?
Crudité is just chopped vegetables spread out. And you dip it. Like whenever you see a bunch of veggies with ranch in the middle.
That's called a crudité?
Yes, it is.
Veggies with ranch in the middle is called a crudité?
Yes, indeed.
Sounds like a scam to call it a crudité.
Look, that's the original meaning. A crudité, a charcuterie. One's with meat and cheese, the other one's with vegetables and a dip.
Oh, yes. I know what a charcuterie board is because I follow this lady on TikTok. I think her name is Decadence. And she talks like this. And she goes, ooh, with the honey and ooh, the crudité. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about.
I love her so much.
She's usually cooks vegetarian vegan, right?
No, so she doesn't cook. She puts what other people make side by side with her. Usually she's in a work uniform.
Yes. Oh my God.
And she talks like this.
The bubbles to the top. Yes.
Yes. Oh, it bubbles to the top and that's what you get. Oh, you deserve it. You're beautiful.
I know you're talking about.
Love her so much. I've really just been getting into a lot of Instagram content and TikTok content, being like, this is funny. I love this so much. I don't watch anything on TV anymore.
I watch a lot of TV still. None of it's very good.
What have you been watching? I'm looking for something new.
I watch a lot of anime, and it is kind of disturbing.
Mm. I like Sailor Moon, but not the correct version. I like the American version where you learn a lesson at the end and Luna's English and they call Usagi Serena.
Yes.
The whitewashed version is the one I love.
That's what I originally started on as well. There was also, for the hottest second, a Sailor Moon series that didn't last more than a couple episodes.
Wait, what?
Like a live action American series. I think there's only one episode.
Oh, see, I've only seen the live action. I think it's a Japanese version.
I think that's... But no, there is definitely an American one. There's a Japanese one, too.
I watched that, and it was truly so wild. The way it did not translate to real people.
It was I guess flying in the air and changing outfits through magic is not something you can do on a low budget.
No, you truly cannot do it on a low budget. And then Tuxedo Mask just seems like a real fucking creep.
Because he is, just animated-wise. Animation scales down creepiness of people when in general...
It sure does.
They're full creeps.
But I also like when he calls Serena or Usagi... is that her name? Usagi?
Usagi, yes. I think it means bunny. I'm trying to remember.
Well, I love when he calls her meatball head. And then in the American version where he calls her Usagi, he does not call her a meatball head.
That's...
And that really bums me out.
Yeah, no, I watched the one in... Because that was a 90s one. So I watched it on TV all the time.
Yep, that's what I watch. That and VR Troopers. VR.
That's like Power Rangers. I remember that.
Yes, it was like a low rent, low budget Power Rangers.
And then there was another one where it was just one guy who turned into a mantis or something.
A mantis?
I can't remember what it was called. But VR Troopers, I loved. And I'm trying to remember, there's so many live-action terrible shows of that era. I love... My favorite thing is when an explosion would happen, the delayed response to it.
Yes.
It's so you tell me these actors, every single time, did not know exactly when to jump?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for some reason, it was why couldn't we get better editors and better directors in these shows?
And
what was happening? What was going on?
Well, my favorite part is the part that was filmed in America, and then there was a part that was filmed in Japan, and you can tell based on quality.
You absolutely can tell what was shot where. All of the monster stuff is like Japanese B-roll.
And then like, oh, look at these like wonderful, live, beautiful white people. And then...
Also, I've been decorating my house because I've been home so much. And Instagram keeps serving me shops that are in the UK. So then the shipping is so much higher. And then they don't ship everything to me.
What?
I found this fabulous flamingo lamp. You better believe it's 6 feet tall. Okay. And a palm tree lamp. Also 6 feet tall. And they won't ship it to me because they're like, sorry, we just don't ship like things, fragile things like that to America.
Why?
Because they don't know how to package anything. Because I bought this ceramic alligator. It's a ceramic alligator that looks like wicker, yeah, but it broke. Its little tail broke because they didn't package it well.
Like, what are they doing over in England?
I don't know. They don't care about the customer in England because they're not packaging well. But then my lemon vase, my vase with a bunch of lemons on it.
Yes.
Like it's 3D lemons. It looks like titties, but then when you look close, you're like, oh, it's definitely lemons. They shipped that okay. So I guess they were like, it depends on who's back there packaging stuff. So we can't guarantee you anything.
I feel like that you've not mentioned a single thing you might not be able to get in America.
You know, I couldn't find... Okay, so I found those things on the English website, but then I would try to Google it for America, and I couldn't find it in America.
Because you're trying to find it online. These tacky places don't have websites.
Oh, Solomon, I really think you just broke something in me. I gotta go out in the world and find my tacky flamingo lamp.
You gotta find yourself an eccentric dealer of wares, uh-huh, and I'm assuming they're out there, Pensacola, Florida. If you're listening,
yeah, Pensacola, Florida. Anything in fucking Florida is so fucking tacky. No offense, if you're from Florida, you live in a trash state. My best friend lives there, but I really want him to get out.
Also, I'm not surprised that I would be pressed that no one who listens to this podcast has the ability to make such wares.
Well, here's the thing. So I have been searching and looking for a new case to my cell phone, and people have offered their services to do that. And how do I say this delicately without hurting a feeling of someone who might be listening who offered those services? They have not been anything I would like to own. There we go. That was the nicest way I can phrase that.
Oh, I love how you
very were. Sweet.
Oh, man. I wish I'm very happy I don't have to be considerate of other people's feelings. Because... I would have hopped onto this podcast and been like, y'all sent me some trash ass designs. And I don't want your shit in my house.
Here's the thing. People try very hard. And mm-hmm. I don't want you to stop trying just because you're bad at it. Like, I'm not a good pole dancer. I'm not good at it. I'm not a good roller skater. But there are two things I love dearly. I'm not going to stop because, like, I'm bad at it.
But I'm not hiring you to roller skate now, am I?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, these people made me shitty ass cell phone cases. I didn't fucking want them. So that's why I don't ask people for things I want, because they're not good at it.
But we love you so much for trying, and that's what
matters.
Yes,
I love you very,
Never
very much.
Never stop trying, and one day you might make something that Nicole might like.
But honestly, you probably won't. Like,
look, quit chasing your dream, because your dream might have a restraining order against you.
People keep sending me their treats to judge, and I'm like, pay me some money and I'll do that. You gotta pay me. It's my job. I'm not doing it for free. Are you kidding?
I'd never fully like that, but people ask me for stuff that I'm like, I'm never like, I learned a lesson when I was a DJ a long time ago in a past life.
Wait, you were a DJ?
DJ Homo Negro, that is what I...
Wait, DJ Homo Negro?
Yes,
indeed. Solomon, that's really funny. That really got me. Okay.
But the people would come up to you and request, like, the amount of times people would come up to the booth to ask for a song... Mm-hmm. And I would just, and eventually, I think a month in, I was like, give me money. Like,
that's funny.
If you're going to treat me like a jukebox, pay me like a jukebox.
Did people pay you?
Yeah, I would make like 100, 150 bucks a night.
How much would you charge per song?
It depends. Like, if, because people would ask for like a Lady Gaga song right after mm-hmm. I played Lady Gaga. And I'm like, Mama, I'm not going to play Lady Gaga unless there's 20 bucks in my hand.
That's honestly, what a low-key fucking flex. What a nice little scam. Do you know Lacey? You know, yeah, Lacey Mosley, right?
I just did her podcast.
Did you talk about that on the podcast? Because that is a scam, honey.
I talk about so many other scams. I believe in doing people dirty every way you possibly can, and you can get away with it.
Solomon! Honestly, doing merch is kind of a scam. When I was slinging my merch, I would get these pins made for $2 and sell them for $5.
That's a scam?
I mean, I guess retail is a scam.
Retail is all a scam, and that's actually a low markup for retail.
Oh, shit, I did it bad?
Yeah. Your phone cost $1.50 to make. How much did you pay for it?
It was like $500 fucking. Yes.
So before you ever feel bad about markups, we've never even gotten close to a scary markup that retail does.
You're right. You're right. I also gave them away for free when people were like, I don't really have money. I'm like, then just take it.
See,
I already made a little bit of money.
So I'm happy you're not a drug dealer. You'd lose
money. Oh my God. I would be the worst drug dealer. I'd be like, well, if you need this crack rock, I guess you should just take it.
You drove all the way here, so.
Yeah, so just, you know, whatever. You know, hit me back on the flip side, baby.
Just an IOU. One crack rock.
One crack rock IOU. Okay, I wrote it down in my little IOU book, and they're like, Nicole, do you have any money? And I'm like, no, just a lot of IOUs, hugs and kisses. But then, you know, sometimes you do a job and they don't pay you, and you get on them to pay you, and then you have to go, I'll threaten to talk about it publicly if you don't fucking pay me.
Luckily, I've been very good in situations as of the last couple of years, but there's been a few times where I'm like, my money should be with me at all times.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting when people don't want to pay you for services rendered.
The lack of urgency.
Yes. Yes. That is a curious thing when a huge corporation goes, oh, we'll pay you when we pay you. And it's like, you have lots of money. You don't have to worry about it.
Pay
and
me.
Then it's like, just pay me. Don't even worry about my fucking finances. Just run me my fucking money.
That's why I'm always down for taking down the man in every way possible. Any chance you can get.
Let's always take down the man. Speaking of men, let's talk about your mom. That was a terrible segue. One of the worst segues I've ever done. I just didn't want to run out of time and not talk about your mother.
You want to talk about the strongest man that I know, my mom? Yeah.
She's so fucking funny. What's the story about your mom? So is the one where she kills the cow, is that in your special?
I do that in my album. I talk about the...
Okay. So buy Solomon's album if you want to hear that story. The wedding, is that anywhere?
The wedding is not, unless you're in Canada, the wedding is not a tale I've told anywhere, but I'm happy to tell it either one. But like the wedding situation, okay.
It brings me such joy. Like even the setup of it, like the last time I heard it, we did this outdoor show together. I don't think you heard me, but I was like giggling at the setup because I've heard it before. And I was like, let me know. I was so excited.
She's not the good guy in the situation, but I'll tell the story. And there's even an update for this one as well.
Oh, what a treat.
So my mom, well, my brother got married and I was not invited to the wedding. Which is like, I think, which we're fine, which is totally cool. Mm-hmm. But
wait, are you on good terms with this brother or no?
Oh, I'm literally great terms. I'm the godson. I'm the godfather to his baby.
So why weren't you invited?
He thought I was, because it was like last minute, he thought I would be too busy. But it's like, would have taken a break from my schedule for you and your marriage. But I also do give off the, I will not show up to your emergency wedding vibe.
Okay.
So I can understand why people have the mindset, oh, he won't show up, because I've not shown up.
Fair.
But yeah, before he got married, his wife is Muslim. He converted. My family's like Ethiopian Orthodox, old relic Christians. Like we speak the original Bible language, kind of creepy Christianity. Uh-huh. And they got in a big ass fight. They argued. My brother thought it was squash at the moment. Fast forward, day of the wedding, last minute, at a mosque. No one tells my mother it's at the mosque until, of course, she arrives at said mosque. And she really popped off because she used to be chill, but she's been on one since she's been drinking. Like, she's been drinking Moscato and watching Maury Povich during the day starting 2 years ago. And it's been... It's been a wild ride ever since that day. And so she's like literally shit talking everyone at the wedding and just being really pissy. And they like, all right, fuck it. We're going to start the ceremony. She's going to have to sit down, be chill about it. And they start the wedding. She sits down. And then right up top, they're like, okay, parents of bride and groom, stand next to your child. Mm-hmm. My brother's wife, her dad, good man, so sweet, does his duty. Goes to stand next to his daughter like a normal human being. My mother, no. She's like, thinks about it, goes, no! She picks up her chair, turns to face the opposite direction of the wedding, and sits back down. And obviously, you know, that's a pretty awkward situation to be. But my brother's like, okay, whatever, we're going to push through this. Then they get to the final vows. She's not turning around the whole time, but they're like, all right, final vows. Final vows are in Arabic. My mom speaks Arabic. So right in the middle of their final fucking vows, she finally gets up, turns to face her son's wedding and goes in Arabic in a mosque. Your God is not real. There is only one real God. And obviously my other brother who was at the wedding, like, is the one that takes her out of the wedding immediately and puts her in Uber while she's screaming, it's a Christian nation over and over again.
I love her. She's so funny.
And she got kicked out of her own son's wedding.
Here's why I love her. Anybody who feels that strongly in their convictions to disrupt a ceremony because of what they feel is they're funny to me. That's funny trait.
Here's the thing, it's like we didn't even know this about her. She expressed no time in her life to have any disregard for anyone being like, and also my brother is the only one that's religious of her children. The rest of us are atheists and would spit in a church before we go into one.
She's very funny. Okay, also maybe saying the only God is not the kindest thing, and I'm not advocating for that. What I'm advocating for is bad behavior. That's what I like.
Oh yeah, no, she like, but also I think we knew it as a rule that if we don't let her know something ahead of time and expect her to be quiet about it, that was not going to happen. That has never happened once in our life. If we don't give her the warning and handle the argument from it, the argument will go into the place. It doesn't matter if it's a Costco. It doesn't matter if it's a field trip. If you do not finish telling her what she needs to know, she will show up.
She's perfect. I love her so much. That's so fucking funny.
She went really wild recently. So my brother has a baby. Mm-hmm. They're married now. And they made child. Child is born. Birth exists in this world. Child is named. My mother hears the name and goes, no, I think that's a dumb name. Refused to call her grandson by his name for 9 months.
She's incredible. Oh my God.
And it's this part is going to get you. My brother named his son after himself. The name she's mad at is a name she picked 34 years ago.
Oh my God. Solomon, you're so lucky that this woman's your mother. She is so funny.
That is wild.
That is hilarious.
literally my, like, they had to sit her down and be like, it is insult, like, months of this. And they finally were like, you have to not call him by a name that you don't, that you'd rather call him.
Wait, she was calling this baby just a different name that she picked out?
She's like, a different name. So she's like, oh, and the wildest part was, she's like, she told my brother, he's like, oh, that's okay, they'll give him a different name when they baptize him. And my brother's like, I'm Muslim.
She's honestly, she's perfection. I'll tell you that. She is, wow, I love her so much.
She is both the smartest and wildest person I know. And it is, it is truly, I would have zero conviction. I would have no confidence without her.
Where does she live?
She's in Seattle.
Okay.
She lives alone right now, so... she's probably wilding out at the TV at the moment.
Also, what a chill place, Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, oh, I'll bring it.
Yeah.
I'll bring all of the entertainment from Seattle.
But she will, like, she is living the best, her best version of, like, she's, like, her husband left. She's by herself. You couldn't tell her nothing. She doesn't need a man ever again.
I love it. I wish I was there at that point in time in my life, but I'm not. I want to get deep-dicked on the regular, mm-hmm, so badly. But, like, for now, I can't. Like, I don't know how I'd fuck with this fucking... well, right now, it's wrapped up. I don't know how I'd do it. So, for now, I'm okay being alone. And yeah, that's my journey for now.
And I think one day, I hope for the two of us that we can just be okay being spinsters, interrupting our children's weddings. And... or just weddings in general.
Yeah, we just go to random weddings and we're like, no, excuse me.
We'll bring a new meaning to wedding crashers, wedding ruiners.
Yes, Nicole and Solomon, wedding ruiners. Solomon, what do you want for your birthday and for Christmas this year?
You know, I never actually want anything. I'm just happy to get another year in this world. Oh my God, that was gross.
Bullshit, fucking nasty ass answer.
No, I give myself whatever I want, whenever I want it, so I'm fine.
Fair. What do I want this year? I mean, mine is going to probably be hippy dippy too. Like, I just want people to get the fuck along and stop screaming at each other in Costco and, like, believe in science and like, realize when they have privilege and when they don't and, like, understand the world.
See, that's why I just... Mine was bullshit, but at least it's realistic.
Yes, mine is surely not realistic. I asked our friend Kim New Money, who did the pictures of my book. I was like, what do you want for your birthday? Because we were in Palm Springs for her birthday. And she was like, I want for racism to go away. And we all laughed real hard. And then she was like, but that's what I earnestly want. We were like, yeah, you stupid bitch. It's not going anywhere.
Oh, I love it when somebody's just sincere when you know, sorry, I can't be.
Yeah, it's not going to happen this year and probably not next year. Racism, honestly, racism's the new black. It's here to stay. It just keeps reinventing itself, you know?
It does. It's also the same, too. It's same and new at the same time.
It is so funny when people, like, figure out new ways to be racist. My favorite TikTok I've seen in a while was a lady who was like, there was the Equality Act of 1964 or whatever. That ended racism. So that means racism's illegal. So that means there is no racism. And I think she was fully serious about it. And I was like, to be this stupid, like, it must feel good.
Look, I think the one that I'm enjoying now is when they look at you and call you the racist. And I'm like, yes, you give me,
They love doing that to you on Twitter.
Oh, that's my favorite. It's like, this is the closest I'll get to white privilege, getting credit for something I never did at all.
I love it. Solomon, do you have anything you want to promote? Because we've... oh, wait. Oh, shit. I didn't ask you if you would date me. I also did not ask my last guest.
Well,
you know, this is getting harder and harder to... because in person, I'll, like, have people go through, like, my phone and stuff and look at my profile, but it just... I'm not going to screenshot it to do it beforehand, and then showing you on a screen is stupid. So I keep forgetting to do shit. Solomon, I ask almost all my guests this, but would you date me?
You know, I think, yeah.
Oh,
I think
treat.
If it's like, if you were talking, if you want to have a non-sexual relationship, we would be a wonderful married couple going around to weddings and ruining.
Yeah, I agree. I would have a blast. It would make me so happy.
Look, I think relationship-wise, I think you can date people and not have, like nothing's, like, I love taking my friends out to dinner. I love, like, I think that's mm-hmm. what those, I qualify that as dating me, if you're my friend. Aww. You're gonna, that's because you don't get anything of me other than seeing my penis. Mm-hmm. Which I don't think is that remarkable anyway, so.
Solomon, don't say that.
Look, it's had a journey. It's seen too much. It should have been retired years ago.
All right, fair. Fair, I'll take your word for it. People keep telling me men don't, they tell you what they want you to know, and they're not liars when they talk about things like that. I'm butchering the quote, but that's about right.
Oh, no, it's pretty amazing, but I don't want to talk about it too much.
All right, Solomon, do you have anything you want to promote?
I'm just Solomon Giorgio across the board, in every mm-hmm. platform. I really got not much to promote unless you like watching TV, in which case, watch everything with me associated with it.
Yeah, tell them what you're on. Tell them things you've been in.
I haven't been anything in a moment, but I'm writing right now for HBO's Love Life for the next season, and I've also written for the next season of Shrill, so please watch those, because I love those things very much.
Did you write a part for me on any of them?
Look, I have no ability to do that. But I can pitch you over and over again in the room, which I do.
What a rude thing to ask a friend.
It's the correct thing to ask. You have to understand, you are probably, there's a group of people who I come out of my mouth multiple times in a writer's room for like a character description. And you are one of them.
Solomon, honestly, getting out of bed this morning was hard. But that statement just made it worth it.
Well, I'm glad you got up for me.
Honestly, Solomon, this was a blast. Thank you so much for doing this.
I appreciate it.
And if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can like it, you can subscribe, you can rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. I called it iTunes for the last 2 years, and apparently they rebranded 2 years ago. Write me something, okay. Something like that. Yeah, now it's like Apple Podcasts. I don't know. And then there's Spotify, which I don't understand how to use Spotify. Anywho, if you write me something nasty hitting on me, I will read it out loud. This person said, Nicole, I want to stuff you like a Build-A-Bear, then slurp my load out of you with a swirly spoon and spit it on your face. You know, I don't really like having things spit on my face. This is another one. This is a Thanksgiving one. Woo, buyer, you're a fucking legend. I'd slurp up that pussy like a plate full of gravy. Yes, yes.
A plate full of gravy?
You know, white people eat differently. So, you know, maybe they're not putting it in like gravy boats or bowls or nothing like that.
Oh, just scraping it off the plates? Oh, good for them.
That's it. Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.